Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 2 Term 1 Staff Podcast. I want to thank everybody who was involved in this first week, quite a remarkable week, a week where buses were cancelled on Wednesday for a fire and then again on Friday for flooding. I appreciate everybody who stayed calm during the weather event Friday afternoon. I really appreciate the fact that cool heads in those sorts of situations are best. I think as a school we need to review our means of communication. It became obvious very quickly that people couldn't hear the loudspeaker announcements due to the noise of the rain, and we might need to come up with some other means of communication. Obviously that changes once the power goes down, and I think we need to review some of our processes and practices around that. And I'll be asking the Work Health and Safety Committee to review what actually happened in the afternoon and present some recommendations to the executive leadership team during term one. I think what became obvious to me is common sense needs to prevail, and that teachers need to think about what's best for their own classes at that time. And certainly in this case, staying inside classrooms for an extended period of time was the best thing to do. There was a fair bit of lightning around and obviously huge amounts of water running down the site. So it was best that people stayed inside. I do really appreciate the work, particularly from the admin SSOs who helped out down the front office, particularly when panicked parents arrived, and those assistant principals who were available that helped out are also very appreciative when we're getting those panicked students, but also just as panicked family members coming. It certainly makes for interesting work. So thank you for everybody who's involved in the front line there. The coming week is going to be a busy one. We've got the student census on Monday. That's really important from a funding point of view, and students who have not shown their faces before Monday, we really do need to know what their intentions are for 2020. It has ramifications not only around the Tier 1 funding of students, but also Tier 2 funding, so disability, the Tier 2 funding we get for Aboriginal students, the Tier 2 funding for students who are under the guardianship of the Minister. So it's really important that we make sure that all of that is accounted for and that we're able to justify our numbers to the auditor who will come in the next 3 months. Dana Group teachers, obviously the work that you have done in tracking your students has been important to date, and it might well be that we need you to do some quick follow-up during Monday, so please be prepared to do that. You'll be approached by the appropriate assistant principal to do this. Year 8 camp kicks off this week. This is a really important transition activity, and I appreciate the work that's gone on by the middle school leaders in that, making sure those camps are organised, and I appreciate the staff giving up their evening who are going to the camps. It's a positive start for those year eights, and I hope that everything goes smoothly from a staffing point of view, from a student point of view, and also from a weather point of view. Staff PD continues on Wednesday. We've got continuing Dana Group preparations. The literacy team is working as well. But we've also got an important ancillary curriculum staff meeting on Wednesday afternoon. Please make sure you get there if you possibly can. And the purpose of that meeting is to allocate the correct students to your timetables who need the required support. Your work is very valued at the school, and we want to make sure that we're using the resources for those students who require extra support the best way we possibly can. So ancillary curriculum SSOs, please make sure you're available after school finishes this coming Wednesday. Some advance notice. We made some decisions as an executive leadership team, and that was also backed up by curriculum leaders on Tuesday night. So we've allocated the first of our four student free days to be the first day of term two. So that's on the Monday. That's going to have a SACE focus, and in particular around the external components and the significant difference that we continue to see for external components compared to the school assessed work. And there's obviously it needs to be some lead up work around what that looks like. The second planned student free day will be the first day of term three, and that's going to have a writing focus, which has a direct link back to our site improvement plan. And then, like we've done in some years, we're going to go to the student free days for the last 2 days of the school year, and that's going to have a very strong moderation and task design focus. Whether we include other schools in that or whether that's something that we do just by ourselves, we will obviously work that out as we get closer to that date. At this point, the school has not identified the school closure date, but we'll determine that. I was able to get Education Director approval about those student free days during the week, and I'll hopefully get Governing Council approval during the Term 1 meeting for that. So I'm reasonably confident that those four student free day dates have been set down. The change in thinking around the beginning of the term was that we thought that we could extend the school holidays by 1 day from a family's point of view without making too many issues for families, rather than doing it during the term and those arrangements having to be worked around. So hopefully that will help. Rather than doing it at the end of a term where people are looking forward to their holidays, hopefully they come back refreshed and use the student free day in a different manner. To finish off the staff presentation, a chemistry joke. Hopefully the Bambi, Lucy and Stuart will especially enjoy this. Why can you never trust atoms? The answer is because they make up everything. Have a lovely week, everybody.